Hello, and welcome to Journey, the audio thought for the week from Torch Trust. This week's thought is brought to you by Jean Lake, a client and supporter of Torch for many years. It's read to you by Grace Davis.
Recently, I was walking in Stile Country Park, and my eyes were drawn upward to the surrounding trees. I marvelled at their grandeur as they reached up into the heavens, or so it seemed to me. These living, growing, individual pine trees were magnificent. I had a vision of the tea clipper ships, with their three tall masts, sails and rigging displaying the skill of the ancient mariners. Such trees deserve our admiration and respect for their stature, variety, usefulness and age. A yew tree in a Welsh village is said to be at least 4,000 years old, still alive but weary. There are many, many references to trees in the Bible, starting with the tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, to the tree of life in Revelation. What may we learn from them? I will refer to a couple and leave all the rest to you. Psalm 1 reminds us that blessed is the one who does not walk in the ways of the wicked, but rather meditates and takes delight in God's word, this being evidenced in their lifestyle. Such a person is like a tree with its roots going down into the nearby water. Not a stagnant pool, but a constantly flowing, fresh, life-giving stream. This to nourish and bring forth growth and fruit. Such water appears to be on the surface, but often it is deep underground, found when the roots reach the water table. The deeper the roots go, the greater the stability and growth of the tree. Underground activity gives for above-ground healthy growth, leaves and fruit. As we go deeper into our relationship with God, so the freshness of the life of Jesus with the fruit of fellowship and witness will be evidenced to those around us. Then, Psalm 92 verse 14 wants to give us such encouragement as we are called to flourish like a tall fruit-bearing palm tree and grow like a shady protective cedar of Lebanon. Like both trees, we will be full of vital sap, showing fresh green leaves rather than weary and withered ones. Still bearing fruit, yes, into old age. That is exciting. We are never too old to bear spiritual fruit. We may not be so physically active, but a ministry of prayer is so vital. Also, letters and phone calls can encourage those on the front line of Christian service. What a privilege. What a responsibility.
Thank you for listening to Journey, brought to you by Torch Trust, the Christian charity for people with sight loss. Journey is written by our staff, clients, supporters and friends who have sight loss or work with those who do. If you or anyone you know would like to send in a piece to be used on Journey, we would love to receive them. The piece would need to be 300 to 400 words and include a piece of scripture. To find out more or submit your contribution, email info@torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.